Welcome back. My guest today, Tim Allen, a broker whose company, Tim Allen & Associates, works under the umbrella of Coldwell Banker out of Carmel in Pebble Beach, California. Tim has ranked number one globally for 2024-2023, ranked in the top three in the last few years, and overall ranked in the top 10 globally for the past 25 years. I came across his name in July 2024. I read an LA Times article about a billionaire named Patrice Pastore, who is buying a lot of Carmel real estate. So it was kind of a lot of questions. And so today we'll find out a little bit about that article, his client, and basically what happens in Carmel and Pebble Beach. And if we have time, maybe Clint Eastwood's impact on Carmel. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Tim Allen.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you had the time to spend in looking at your website and the size of your team and what you do. You're a busy guy.
I am a busy guy, but I am a happy guy. I've got a great team. We handle a lot, but we love it. I love it. It's kind of, I think I was diagnosed at my son's wedding by one of my in-laws with adult ADHD. So, you know, I need a lot of things on my plate, and we have that, and we're thriving, and it feels good. And it's Tim Allen Properties.
Tim Allen Properties out of Carmel. Mm-hmm. I think all successful realtors have ADHD. I just think it helps juggling clients and escrows and buyers and sellers. So it's great. So you've been in this town forever? Were you born and raised there?
Yeah. So I'm born and raised in Carmel, Pebble Beach. My folks moved out here in the 60s. My parents bought us a hotel, La Playa Hotel, in the early 60s. And so I kind of grew up working in that hotel, started in the laundry room, worked my way up to dishwasher and then busboy, bellhop and whatnot. Kind of funny. I get my statements from Social Security. I think I've been paying in since I was literally 12. But it was a very cool, fortunate way to grow up. You know, I had great parents. I went to good schools and I had that early introduction to, you know, working for a living. But, you know, working with a team, essentially at the hotel, that you all work together for the common good of the guest. And anyway, I grew up and went to school here at Stevenson, loved lacrosse. That was one of my sports, team sports, and ended up going to Santa Barbara for college, where I played a lot of lacrosse, had a lot of fun, studied a little bit, but got my business degree in 84 and then moved up to back to Carmel, living on my mom's couch, and thought, you know, okay, what business am I going to open up here? And fortunately for me, one of my good friends' father was a prominent local realtor. So I thought, well, let's give this a go. And I had a couple prerequisites for the license, and then you have to take a test. Some of the courses I took in college, you know, applied to that. But for me, the test was so easy because I'd just gotten out of college, you know, taking finals. I think my mom thought it came too easy for me. But so I passed the test, and I was armed and dangerous to have people entrust me with one of the biggest financial moves they'll ever make. And, you know, I started off, you know, you're only as good as your next deal or your first deal. And luckily I didn't have a lot of overhead because I was living on the couch, and I just kind of grew my business from there. I you know, quickly had a partner, then slowly got an assistant, and then surrounded myself over the last 40 years with great, great people.
Tim Allen, that's a great success story. Tim Allen and Associates out of Carmel and Pebble Beach, California. I'm surprised we probably passed each other in the halls at UCSB at that time frame. So you've got a guy, a client, one of many clients, a billionaire from Monaco, and you know, he starts buying properties. But from what I read in this article, he actually used to stay there as well. He's connected. What's the controversy about? What's going on there?
Well, a controversy is, I think you've got some folks that are trying to grab eyeballs and make sell newspapers and or what, and throwing around misinformation, to be frank. You know, I know Patrice well, Patrice Pastore and his family. They're wonderful, kind people. I met him through the first real estate transaction that he handled here, or I handled for him here. And he's bought a number of properties, and he has bought some residential things for him and his family, and then commercial properties in Carmel and a little bit in the surrounding areas. Some, but I think people want to print papers and sell things, so they kind of blow up the story. The properties he bought are wonderful Carmel commercial type properties that, frankly, our town is aging and we need new infrastructure. And there was a couple articles about specific properties, for instance, the Pit that you and I had mentioned earlier when you called before this interview. That's one of them, and they made a big story about that. And it is a big story. It's a great story, kind of a success story. That property was owned by another local family, and they got permits to develop some commercial down below and retail, commercial below and apartments above. But then they ran out of capital, so there was just this huge pit literally in the middle of Carmel because they dug it out and started to build up and then just had to stop. And actually, it was eroding around the edges, and some of the properties around it were, you know, feeling the effects of that. So Patrice, that was one of the first purchases he made. It was a significant investment, not just in the land, but you can imagine the cost of building.
And he was able to finish that project?
No, it took him, it was interesting. It took him, I think, four different submissions of different designs to get it approved, which is odd because, you know, his first design was amazing and it was fit within all the criteria that you're allowed to do. But there's almost just there's a little nervousness about when someone new comes to town, so to speak. And we're a small town, you know, and people get nervous and they talk and what's he going to do? Who's this guy? I do know him and I do know his family, and they do a lot of development in Monaco and in England and some other places, London. And I've seen what they build, and it's beautiful. They build when I say the long term, for like the next 50 or 100 years, the type of structures they put up. So the things they build are beautiful, and the architecture is exceptional, and the craftsmanship and quality is phenomenal. So that's been, I'm trying to think how many years now, 7, 8 years, and he's now just getting ready to start building that project.
My guest is Tim Allen. Tim Allen and Associates out of Carmel Beach and Pebble Beach. Is it no, it's not Carmel Beach, is it? It's just Carmel?
Carmel and Pebble Beach. Yeah, Pebble Tim Beach. Allen Properties.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
TAP, T-A-P, Tim Allen Property.
I like it. This guy is buying property, developing. It sounds a lot like Santa Barbara in terms of restrictions and jumping through hoops. Carmel is a lot smaller. It sounds like there's some similarities between Carmel and Monaco, where your client lives. No street addresses in Carmel. Is that still true?
It's still true. I mean, we have a great, I love Carmel, you know, born and raised here, and we don't have exact street addresses. You describe your property by how it's located on the street, whether it's like Ocean Avenue Ocean to southwest of 8th Street. You go to the corner and then you go north or south, and then you look on the east or west side. Also, most folks name their houses. So we don't have mail delivery here. You go to the post office, which is kind of fun too, because it's sort of a hub for the locals to meet and chat.
I read something. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you're familiar with Summerlin, but it's a little small enclave between Carp and Montecito. And same thing. They have street names, but you it's only P.O. Box, and you got to walk there. I read that there was a push to change all that. Is that getting any traction? I read that a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, they're talking about it, because how do you get, you know, delivery or ambulances and fire and things of that nature? Now, our local, you know, we have ambulances and fire department locally and police department locally, so they know how to find things. But you might want mail delivery for folks that can't get to the post office. So there is talk about that. But, you know, it's important for us to maintain our charm, and you know, we have this small, you know, small town atmosphere, and we want to be careful in, you know, any development you do is scrutinized, but also things like this. And so right now it's still up in the air and they're talking about it.
Gotcha. My guest, Tim Allen. Tim Allen and Associates out of Carmel and Pebble Beach, California. You mentioned, you know, the hotel industry, and you kind of got your start in your folks' business. And it started me thinking about Santa Barbara and how short-term rentals, vacation rentals, has been a big controversy. And down by the beach here in Santa Barbara, they allow short-term rentals competing with the hotels. Do you have that in Carmel as well?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because my business, I have the brokerage business. I also, Tim Allen Properties has acquisitions and development, and then the property management. Acquisitions and development, I've been collecting real estate for 40 years, and I try and collect, I do collect some of the most beautiful properties around, and how I manage them and how I pay for them essentially is to rent them either on a short or monthly basis, depending upon the law. You know, I always play by the rules. Santa Barbara, you know, had that situation and folks were renting out their houses and they put a moratorium on it. However, the Coastal Commission sued Santa Barbara, and that's why they're allowed to rent short-term rentals in the coastal zone of Santa Barbara. I know Santa Barbara quite well. I went to school there, as we talked about. I was a gaucho on the lacrosse team, and they own a really cool Jeff Shelton designed property there. So we have that. Within the city limits of Carmel, it's a 30-day minimum. I have several rentals in Carmel, and I just rent them by the month. Because we get a lot of folks that come here, and I'll get these clients with these homes that will then, I'll have a four or five clients, six clients for one home, and they'll take it for the whole year between them. And so that works by the month in the city. And then the Carmel greater area, just outside the city limits right now, you're allowed to rent, or the county is not enforcing the short-term rental ban, and they're working on an ordinance so where you can get permits to do it. You do compete with hotels. However, if you're renting for less than 30 days, you pay the same TOT tax a hotel pays, transient occupancy tax.
Very true. Very true. My guest, Tim Allen, Tim Allen and Associates out of Carmel and Pebble Beach. One of the properties that your client brought, and bought a few, was the Hog's Breath building, said the site of the pub once owned by actor Clint Eastwood. He was a mayor of Carmel, if I'm correct. He owned this pub. I don't know if he ever owned the real estate. Did he buy a lot of real estate in Carmel?
Yeah, so Clint is a great, great man and a great person, and I know Clint. My father was good friends with Clint. In fact, my father talked him into running for mayor of Carmel. And, of course, he won, and Clint never forgave my dad for that, kind of jokingly. But Clint is a great benefit to our community, and he owns a lot of real estate. He bought the Mission Ranch, which is down on the lagoon. And fortunately, he bought it and restored that beautiful old hotel, because other developers would have developed a whole, you know, housing development there. And he owns a lot of real estate here and has done things with it that has helped the community. A big part of what he owned, he put into a floodplain and wetlands, open space. And so he's done a lot of good things. He was our mayor. He owned that property, the real estate, and it was called the Hog's Breath Inn. And it's funny, the real estate office, I used to sit down on Ocean Avenue, and you'd sit on floor, and that's where all the tourists would walk by. They'd look at the pictures. But I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 would walk in, and they wouldn't ask you about real estate. They'd say, where's the Hog's Breath Inn? Because they all wanted to go there and hopefully see Clint.
Boy, I love his movies. I mean, when he directs, I mean, he's got an amazing career, and he's 90 something years old now. He looks great. Yeah. And I hope you can send him this interview and ask him if he wants to call in. I've had Buddy Hackett, Fess Parker, Rick Rossovich, Michael Reagan, and so would love to talk to Clint Eastwood if he's ever...
Well, you left one out there. You left one big name out there.
That I've interviewed?
Tim Allen.
My guest today, a man with no ego at all, Tim Allen, from Tim Allen and Associates out of Carmel. I mean, if you grow up and live in Carmel, You got to respect that. Carmel and Pebble Beach. So what, on this radio program, I've been in real estate since 88 and was at UCSB for like from 77 through 81 and just never left. I immigrated from New York. But this town, so I keep track of stats, and the last 3 years have been fairly constant in terms of a median price, but there's been a lot of high-end sales. And I just did, for my first segment, I took a look at January for this year, the median price, and then going back to 2015. And, you know, the tail end of 2024, the median price started to drop. It pulled down the entire year's median price. We should have been really at $2,250,000, but it dropped to $2.2 million. But the first month in January, 58 sales in the South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta, $2,962,000. Just crazy. What's going on overall in Carmel?
Well, first of all, statistics are hard to apply here because Santa Barbara, not a huge city, but so many more transactions. We have very few transactions here, I mean, relatively speaking. And the markets, our markets are, there's, you know, the Monterey Peninsula market, and then there's probably a dozen markets within that market. And then within those dozen markets, there's sub-markets, and they all operate a little differently. What fuels the value for the higher-end luxury market here, what that is, the luxury second home, third home, vacation home buyer. Not the families that are moving here, or professionals, or different things like that. People being transferred here. So statistics aren't so reliable because of a few transactions, and a few of those could skew them. But I would say, in general, what we've seen is the market has been good. The market, we had the COVID bumps, several bumps from COVID, the different effects of the different lifestyle changes that COVID created and whatnot. But I see the market as over my period of 40 years, you'll see it kind of hits these bumps and then kind of bounces and then bumps up again. We are in a nice, a little bit more of a balanced market now. It's not a frenzy to buy things, but good properties priced right are selling. And the demand from the luxury home buyer is still strong, and the supply is still low. So it's a good time to be a property owner here if you've invested here, and it's a good time to be a seller. And, you know, even a buyer, I think the long-term investment quality here is very attractive because we have such limited supply and such high demand from a diverse group of buyer, you know, buyers industry-wide and location-wide.
I can appreciate what you're saying, and I think a lot of it could apply to Santa Barbara as well in terms of our inventory and, you know, desirability. Probably have a lot more lower price homes for sale, but then you get into Montecito, Hope Ranch, the Upper East, the Riviera, you get into the high-end homes. But our inventory is, you know, you got to go back to 2019 to have some normal inventory. And so it dropped 2020 through 2024, and it started picking up in 2024, and now we have more properties on the market than we've had since 2020. But boy, and so we, like, you know, yeah, better, like you said, but still historically low. And I think our market, similar, like you said, not as much as a frenzy, maybe not, you know, 10, 12 offers, that kind of thing. But properties still sell, some still sell for over asking.
Yeah, same here.
So the balanced market is better for everybody. It was just the COVID bump, as you put it, just horrific, just crazy. And, you know, great for sellers, but poor buyers, you know, everyone got stuck up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens the rest of the year. Well, thanks, Tim Allen, Tim Allen and Associates out of Carmel, Pebble Beach, the Monterey Peninsula. Been working in real estate for 40 years, has a great successful business. And it was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for filling me in on Patrice and Clint. Say hello. And if they want to buy in Santa Barbara, let's talk.
Well, Mark, thanks for calling and the opportunity. And I'll look you up next time I come down.
Appreciate that, Tim. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Bye for now. Bye for now. There you go. Oh, I was going to end with, aren't you glad I didn't make fun of your name, Tim Allen? Someone, a regular listener, texted me and said when I had George Skelton on, said, well, why didn't you bring up Red Skelton? I just figured, you know, I'm there's plenty of buffoonery on the program. I just try to have some decorum. But I meant to actually bring it up when I said goodbye to him and ask him if he was happy I didn't bring it up. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.